We're visiting today with Mark Stevenson, Center for Dairy Profitability, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. Mark, this year is a Farm Bill year. What does that have in store for farmers in Wisconsin and nationally?
Well, it is a Farm Bill year, and, you know, that rolls around about every 5 years. Last time, we got a brand new program, the Margin Protection Program. And while there was a lot of enthusiasm for what that might be, the reality over this last year, several years, has been that it's not been a very active program. It hasn't been sensitive enough to trigger payments when farms felt like they needed payments. So I suspect what we'll see in this Farm Bill are going to be modifications to that program that may make it a bit more sensitive and may cut the cost of the premium.
Do you see any other policies that are going to affect dairy farmers?
Well, maybe not too much from the Farm Bill. There are a couple of other things that are going ongoing. One is a program that's called Dairy Revenue Protection. You know, these aren't programs that are going to lift the prices any, and these aren't programs that are going to just provide a check, you know, should prices be low. These are programs that are going to require investment on the part of producers to manage their risk.
How is trade with the dairy producers?
Well, trade is one of the reasons that we've got prices as low as they are. For a little over more than a decade, we have been a major exporter of dairy products. That really happened fairly quickly for us, and we've become reliant on those trade issues. You know, a change in milk production of plus or minus 1% actually sends shudders through the markets and gives us pretty big price swings. We're now talking about having 14 to 15% of our milk production being exported. So when exports are slow for us, that pushes back into our prices, and it is impacting what farms are seeing. The rest of the world has been increasing milk production this last month almost 5% up. 5% from major exporters is a big number. We have been up about 1.5 to 2%, so not really crazy increases in production, but, you know, this is just too much product for the world to absorb right now. You know, with regard to trade, we are involved right now in renegotiating some major trade agreements like NAFTA. You know, I think that a lot of the dairy industry is concerned about what happens if, you know, we just decide to throw NAFTA away. Does that mean that we're no longer this preferred provider of dairy products?
What's a positive for dairy producers?
Well, we've had some years of relatively low input costs, I mean, meaning feed. Corn prices have been in the $3.50 range, and that's been fairly good for folks who are buying a significant amount of feed.
We've been visiting with Mark Stevenson, Center for Dairy Profitability, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences.